Hey everybody, it's Friday and we are finding ourselves in the next chapter of Hebrews, chapter 10. He kind of has two main sections here, kind of cuts the chapter in half with two different themes. If you remember at the end of yesterday's reading, unlike the high priests who had to go into the Holy of Holies, that back room, right, so to speak, of the tabernacle, and they had to go back there again and again yearly to offer sacrifices for people's sins and their own sins, that Jesus's sacrifice was different. His sacrifice on the cross was enough. It was a better thing, right? One time, one sacrifice for all sin, for all time. Say that to yourself, for all sin, for all time. And that's what Hebrews 10 starts with reminding us. And Jesus says it, and back in the Old Testament, it's quoted here, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." You know, if we're to be Christ-like, isn't that what we should say to God? "Here I am. I'm here to do your will." So in summary of the first 18 verses of chapter 10, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more, he says. And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. I want to read that to you one more time. Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. Jesus doesn't remember your sin once you've accepted a relationship with him. Let me ask you this. How often do you remember your sin? How often do you allow yourself to ruminate on the mistakes that you've made? I hope it's not very much, because that's not God's desire for your life. But here's what God's desire is. Starting in verse 22, I've preached about this recently in church. "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." This is talking about us being washed by the blood of Jesus, being washed clean. Remember, God doesn't even remember your sins. Verse 23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." You know, this world is not faithful. The promises of this world bring destruction, or they always let us down. But God, the one we hope in, will always be faithful. Verse 24, "And let us consider how we may," remember this, "spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I hope this has been something that if you're part of Celebration Community Church, you are considering spurring one another on, plugging in with other Christians, knowing that we are in the process of forming life groups so that people will come together as Christians to spur one another on towards love and good deeds, to not give up meeting together, but to encourage each other all the more. It doesn't mean consistently. It doesn't mean the same as we used to. All the more as we see the day approaching. And the day, the end, right? And it's closer than it's ever been, because that's what math says. We're closer today to Jesus' return than we were yesterday. But what if we took this writing in chapter 11 seriously and we spurred one another on, not just came to church and sat next to our friends or the people we were acquainted with? What if we spurred one another on? We're going to need this more and more as we see this world self-destruct. We're going to need to meet together. We're going to need to spur one another on. We're going to need to encourage each other as we see the day approaching. Remember today where your hope lies. Whatever today brings to you, remember where your hope lies. And that hope that we profess, the hope in God, is the most important hope we have, because he who promised is faithful. Be back with you again on Monday.